It is time now to check in with the Orange County Board of Commissioners, ordinarily joined by Penny Rich this time of the week, as she's the chair of the board. We got Mark Markopoulos joining us today to talk about county board meetings and goings-on, including developments related to transportation and climate change. Mark's on the ad hoc committee that we've been following over the last couple of months as they've been doing work to try to move Orange County and the local municipalities forward on that very important issue. Mark Markopoulos, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with climate change. Tell us about the work that the ad hoc committee has been doing and where things stand now as far as Orange County goes.
Okay, so the ad hoc committee did their work prior to an assembly of governments meeting. We met with a representative from each government from Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, Carver, and Orange County, and presented a list of all the different things that each municipality was doing as a starting point to compare and contrast what was working in each municipality and how we might learn from each other. The Assembly of Governments said they liked our proposal to form a greater Orange County collaborative committee. And last night, Carrboro was the final government that endorsed the participant list. And so what that means is now we can go ahead and fill the slots and set a meeting, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have a meeting within a month, because the whole reason we set up this ad hoc committee was to highlight the urgency, and we got to get going on this.
So it's no longer an ad hoc committee, it's just a committee now, right?
Who's
on it?
So we've got the governments, Orange County, Hillsborough, Carver, and Chapel Hill, Carver, Chapel Hill City School System, Orange County Schools, UNC, OWASA, Chapel Hill, Carver, NAACP, Northern Orange, NAACP, Orange Chatham Sierra Club, the Cooperative Extension, the part of the county office, an attempt to get an agricultural perspective, and Durham Tech. And what's interesting about this participant list is we have five youth members.
Mm-hmm.
Very important, right? We've got, you know, for the schools, we have the school sustainability director, a school board member, and a student. With the Orange County Schools, the same thing. Designated staff, they don't have a sustainability director per se. Board member and a student. UNC, sustainability director and a student. Durham Tech, student, and youth representatives from each of the NAACPs.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited about the general makeup of the committee.
What are some of the things that you're hoping to achieve or accomplish or work in the direction of?
Well, I think one of the key things that we're going to do is look at the list that the ad hoc committee put together of what each municipality is doing, what it could one municipality do that another is doing and they're not. What if there is overlap, if one municipality is working on the same project as another, how can they complement each other? So there'll be a lot of small things that can be done. I think that will flow right out of that process. But we also want to identify one large project that we can get behind that will, you know, make a difference, publicize our efforts, and be inspirational. I think it's really important that we inspire people, because a lot of people justifiably are depressed about the whole situation, right? And the fact of the matter is we know what we need to do,
mm-hmm.
and we have the technology to do it.
Do you have an idea in your head of what that large project would be or what it would look like?
Well, it's up to the committee to decide. Mm-hmm. One of the ideas that I've tossed out there and will toss out there is we need to learn about battery storage.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about it. It's more and more being discussed as a viable alternative. The prices are coming down. Every time we have one of those discussions, everybody says it's such a great idea, let's get a battery, and then we turn and look at each other and go, we don't know what to do with one. You know? So I'm thinking if we do a pilot project, that way we can share the information with anyone who's interested in the county, the municipality, school systems, private sector. Because one thing about this group is that with all the governments involved, there's going to be there's going to be the power to change what the governments are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a small percentage of the county, right? So how do we get the private sector involved? And I think we have to keep that in mind. We have to share information. We have to build the identity of Orange County as a climate change leader and be inspirational in that way and do everything we can to inspire the private sector and provide them with information.
There's got to be people in the private sector now who are already kind of taking the lead on this. I remember speaking not long ago with someone from Skip the Straw in Durham, that organization that they're putting together to just to not even working through government necessarily, but just to reach out to businesses and say, hey, reduce single-use plastics. And we're seeing this in Orange County, too.
Right. Well, as a builder, I know that many fellow builders are on board with green building and alternative energy. I mean, it's been a rough couple of years for the planet, right? So there is so much awareness. I expect there to be a lot of participation and a lot of support for this.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Markopoulos, and you mentioned, I think, one of the really critical points is that people feel depressed, and they feel helpless, right? Like, they feel like this is such a large global problem, and what can I as an individual do? I mean, we always keep coming back to that. What are some of the things that people can do to make a difference in everyday life?
Well, you can, do an energy audit of your home and learn how to save energy in your house. You can think about your transportation, cut down on your transportation, take transit. The interesting thing about climate change to me is almost every good thing you can think of to do impacts your impact on the world around you. You know, local food, right?
Yep.
You know, eat more local food. You know, that's its own reward.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And we're really good at that. I mean, here locally, we've got this great local food scene, farm to table. I mean, I went to Washington, D.C. last year for a concert. They might be giants. They were awesome. But we get there, and we're looking for places to eat. And there's one restaurant in particular that advertises farm to table as if it's a brand new thing that they've just invented. Yeah. And we're looking at this place like, well, we're in Chapel Hill and Durham and Carrboro and Orange County and Hillsboro, where it's rare to find a restaurant that isn't farm to table at this point.
Yeah, right. So another thing I just thought of is so important that a lot of times in these discussions it gets overlooked: political action.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of times, you'll be told, recycle, turn off the lights, right? But in the end, if we don't change to a different model politically of generating our energy, of even laws about transportation. I mean, they're thinking about banning windmills, in North Carolina.
In the windiest part of North Carolina,
which is insane. I mean, it's just insane with a capital I. I mean, there was an energy expert who spoke in town a couple weeks ago who said you could put windmills out off the coast, off the coastline. Mm-hmm. It would generate enough power for North Carolina with power to share.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just windmills off the coast. So we've got Duke Energy, which is their plan for their future plan that they're trying to get through the Utilities Commission, relies on fracked gas and an infinitesimal amount of alternative energy. Even though when you open up the Sunday paper, you see a picture of a guy working on a solar panel. Mm-hmm. Well, that looks good until you look at what they're really doing. We need action to change that model, and we need political action to change the laws at the state level and federal level.
Yeah, and we are slowly moving in the right direction. Like, we are getting more and more renewable energy, but we can do that so much faster.
And we've got 10 or 12 years to really make an impact, right? Just to have minimal damage to the environment. We're going to have some. We're going to have effects, right? It's just to prevent the, turbulent damage that could happen if we don't do this work.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Markopoulos, orangecountync.gov for more on Orange County government, by the way, if you want more information. You mentioned transit in there as a way to make a difference in terms of our individual environmental impact. You serve on the Go Triangle board, and that's been an interesting couple of months for Go Triangle as well, with the end of light rail, and now we've got to start moving on to future plans. What's the update from the perspective of the Go Triangle board?
Well, we're at the very beginning stages of envisioning a new regional plan. It needs to be regional. We're connected. People travel from Durham to Chapel Hill and, to Raleigh to a lesser extent. One of the latest developments is, commuter rail was always in the plans. It was going to be started on about this time as planned and finished around 2027, 2028. The original plan included commuter rail from Raleigh to Durham, from the Raleigh train station to the Durham Transportation Hub. The Hillsboro extension and the extension to Johnson County to Selma was envisioned for 2028, phase two. Well, now with the discontinuation of light rail, the study that is just beginning is looking at doing it all right now. And going a little bit farther, going to Burlington, right? So going from Selma, Raleigh, five or so stations in between to Durham, and then to Hillsborough and to Burlington. Mm-hmm. And what we're getting ready to do with the commissioners is the studies cost $850,000, and we are going to decide whether to be part of that study and to chip in a little bit of money. They're saying $75,000 would be a fair amount for our one station in Orange County. So we're going to bring that up at a commissioner meeting in the near future, and hopefully we'll endorse that. We'll have a seat at the table to help, have an impact on the process. And I'll say, the North Carolina Railroad was one of the villains in the light rail saga, right? And here we're like, right, it's not like we're, 50 feet away from their track like with the light rail. We're on their track, right?
Yeah.
So there's a pretty strong resolve that we're not going much farther in this process until we get the North Carolina Railroad to say, they're not pulling that again, right? They're not going to have argue about the right-of-way. They're not going to have these incredible demands for insurance coverage money that they made on the light rail. And we've gotten them to buy into the point where they're going to help fund the study. And we have a letter from them that says they're very supportive of the project. So far, so good. But I just think the public needs to know that we're not going to get snookered, after what we just went through, mm-hmm. right? But it's exciting. If we get this going, it'll be great boon to the region.
And the next step on that is for commissioners to meet and just authorize the funding for it?
Yep, and then the study will conclude by the end of the year. That's the deadline where it needs to be. We went through this with the light rail. There were several milestone deadlines mm-hmm. that with the FTA in order to get some funding through them. So that's a milestone to have this analysis done by the end of the year, send it to them, get their feedback, their blessing on that stage, and then move on.
Awesome. Speaking again with Mark Markopoulos, other things on your mind, other things on Orange County's agenda?
Well, we're working on the budget right now, and, we're going to be grappling with tax increase, how much, it's going to be an interesting discussion because we have these debt service needs and some operating budget needs, and the question is knowing that we're going to have to raise, like, really 5 or 6%, would we do that all at once,
mm-hmm.
or do we stretch it out over a few years and end up actually costing people more?
Right.
So initially, it's like a bigger hit, right? Say you went, okay, we're going to do 5% now, and then we won't have to raise it for the next few years. We'll put money in an account and pay off the debt service as we go, right?
Right.
So there's you can make an argument on both sides of that. On the one side of it, to save, in the long run, to save money is a good thing. But also, it's a transient community, too, so you'd be taxing people that are just passing through.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, pluses and minuses to that, but we'll have that discussion.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of where you stand or where other board members stand, or is that a decision that you're still weighing?
I want to hear the mm-hmm. discussion. I'm intrigued with the idea of saving money in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems to make sense sort of intuitively. But I can also see where there's a good argument to be made not to. So we'll just have to that discussion. That's what these boards are so great about these boards is you get to sit down and hear, six other people's opinions and get some public input, and you learn something every time when you go in without your mind made totally up.
Yeah, and public feedback opportunities are going to abound over the next month, right?
There's two public hearings. People should know about that. Instead of sending me emails telling me I'm stealing from them, they can come to the public hearing and tell me
personally. Tell you to your face, right? Yeah. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. Next meeting is next week. Is that right?
We have two work sessions next week, and our next regular meeting is the 21st. And I should know when the public hearings are. I think they're going to be after these two work sessions because we really haven't done anything more than receive the budget.
Right.
So, but... don't trust me on that. Go to the website. Go to the county website. You can't go wrong anyway, and double check.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. Mark Markopoulos, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.